Yes, it is the critic with our pals from the Thumbs Up Injury Lawyers. It is Brandon Dawson.
What's going on, the critic? How are you?
I am very good. And Jeffrey Ward.
Thanks for having us.
All right, first of all, you're not on top of any Mack trucks anymore. Every time I see that commercial, you scare the you-know-what out of me. How did you film that? And how long did that take? And nobody was injured. You didn't have to hire yourselves, did you?
No, we fortunately, right. There were no injuries there. That was the number one rule of our marketing company is do not injure the personal injury attorneys. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. We shot that actually up in Nashville. And okay. You know, we had some scissor lifts. But we were, you know, the main question I get is, were we actually on top of the truck?
Yeah.
We were actually on top of an 18-wheeler. And it is a heck of a lot higher when you were up there looking down than from the ground up.
How high? That's got to be like 20 feet close to it.
Yeah, 20 feet. And then you're standing, you know, 5-6 feet above that. So it felt like you were 30 plus feet off the ground. You were up there. We were up there for sure.
Yeah. 20-30 miles an hour. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they had to shut it down for a little while. Wind gusts got a little scary.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad to see you here in Charleston. Brandon, you are a Charleston native, correct?
Yes, born and raised. I grew up in Allendale. Yeah, and so my dad was from here, mom was from Georgetown, and they settled in Allendale to kind of split the difference, you know, ended up going to school here, went up to Clemson for a little bit, and came back because, you know, Charleston is home.
Very good. And Jeffrey, I see that you are a Georgia Bulldog. Are you originally from Georgia?
I am. I'm from Columbus, Georgia. It's about an hour and a half south of Atlanta, then went to UGA for undergrad and came over to Charleston for law school.
Very nice. And how long have Thumbs Up guys have been practicing together as the Thumbs Up guys?
Yeah, we left an old firm in January of 2018. So, you know, what are we at, 7+ years now together? We're like an old married couple. You know, kinda...
Well, let us talk some Thumbs Up guy injury lawyers, the free case evaluation and the 5-step process. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the call consultation is always free. Give us a call at 843-885-8000. Fill out a contact form on our website, inpain.com. Always tell folks you can't remember that. Just Google the Thumbs Up guys. Mm-hmm. First step, you call in. We get some information, see if we can help, give you some advice. A lot of times, or some of the times, we don't need to be involved. Mm-hmm. And we will tell you that up front. That doesn't cost you anything to give us a call, get some, you know, free advice. But if it is something we can help you with, you know, we can have you signed up before you hang up that phone call. I mean, it's super easy, you know, do it right from your phone, or we can have somebody come out to visit you if you prefer that, or you can come into the office, sit down with us in our conference room and go over everything. And then after that, you know, we hit the ground running. We start that investigative process. We make sure, you know, no rocks left unturned. You know, we're looking for all applicable insurance coverage. We're making sure everyone and anyone who is responsible is being held accountable. And that whole time, you're just worried about getting better. You're injured. You're in a tough spot. You know, you got bills piling up. The last thing we want you worried about is the legal side of stuff. We're handling all of that. We just want you focused on getting better. And once you're better, we get these bills in. We submit a demand. We try to get it resolved with the insurance companies. We know how insurance companies are, though. So, you know, a lot of times that, you know, is a tough process, but one we're well equipped to handle. And if it's an amount being offered that we're happy with or you're happy with, you know, the case resolves. But if it's not, the next step's a lawsuit. So then we strap in for litigation and, you know, take it from there and go as far as we need to get it done.
And let me a little shout out to Jeff. He is no stranger to the courtroom. A little shout out to him. He just had a nice $4 million settlement in a case. But that settlement, it was a day before trial. So, you know, that's one of those ones you got to hire an attorney, you know, that can take it all the way. And, you know, we had a great client. They trusted us. And, you know, that is an offer that started at, I think, sub $300,000.
Oh, wow.
And so it worked its way up throughout the process. So you got, you know, who you hire matters. A lot of people would have said, oh, yeah, $300,000. Great. Let's take it. Right. But working through the process and being able to get it all the way ready for trial. And finally, they came up and you know, met us. We're at a point where our client wanted to get it done.
Now, can I say this? You guys probably can't say this, and this is not the Thumbs Up guy saying this, but insurance companies suck. It is legalized extortion. That's what I call it. That's not what you guys are not calling it that. That is what T-Critic is saying, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, they're for-profit businesses. Their job is to make money. They're holding on to their money as long as they can. They're making interest off your premiums. And that's why we saw literally them holding their money in that case Brandon was just talking about until the Friday before trial. We were set to start trial that following Monday. They finally said, okay, here we go. a jury's about to tell them to award y'all what we already know the case is worth. Let's go ahead and, you know, forego those defense costs for a week worth of trial and put real money on the table. So that's exactly what happened there. They held on to it to literally the last second.
InPain.com, also 843-885-8000. I got that from the Mack Truck TV commercial.
Yeah.
Correct?
That's
that is
right.
The number.
That's right.
It is the summer season. So a lot of issues with swimming pools, with motorcycle safety.
We want to make sure if you're out and about, you keep a close eye on the kids. You know, we always say, you know, if you're at a pool where there's not a lifeguard, you know, make sure that you know who's watching the kids, because if it's everybody's job, it's nobody's job. You know, in terms of the golf carts, one thing we always want to point out is, you know, you have to have a driver's license to drive a golf cart. You know, you cannot have a 13-year-old driving a golf cart. And so, you know, Jeff can kind of get into the details there, but those are kind of the highlights there. You know, and of course, motorcycles this time of year, there's a lot more on the road. Let's all be good stewards out there on both sides, you know, as drivers of cars. Let's make sure we're looking twice. Let's make sure we're giving extra room for the motorcycles. And motorcyclists, you know, Jeff and I have been preaching this for years now. Please wear a helmet. Please wear a helmet.
Yeah, we know it's not as cool as ride around without one, but
be smart.
Yeah, for the love of God, put a helmet on your head. Like, what are you thinking? You know, it's just so easy to do, and it's not going to make you invincible, but it's going to protect you a lot more than, you know, just that little piece of skull instead. So, to piggyback off what Brandon was saying, though, you know, with the pool stuff, one thing we always want to make sure people are aware of from personal liability, you have a pool on your property. It's known as an attractive nuisance. So you can't plead or throw your hands up and say, well, that 10-year-old kid was trespassing when they, you know, got into my pool and, God forbid, drowned or, you know, got hurt in some way. That's not a way to absolve you from responsibility. You got to have a fence around your pool. You got to have protective coverage. You have to do something, because an attractive nuisance is something that's drawing a minor onto your property because they want to go play in it. You know, they are wanting to be swimming or climbing on, you know, if you have trash on your property, things like that. Like, so they have laws in place that say you have to foresee that happening and protect against a child doing that. So a fence is a great idea. It's required, locking gates that automatically close. You know, you want to make sure you have that kind of stuff, a cover. So if somebody does wander on your property and start messing around with your stuff, they're not going to get seriously injured, especially if it's a small child.
We're going to have a good time today. It's always a good time with the Thumbs Up Injury Lawyers. InPain.com. You hear at the top of the hour ID here on the bridge every hour, you'll hear that we're in the InPain .com, or it's brought to you by InPain.com. I always wanted to get you guys on my workout room at my house in North Charleston. I call the Pain Cave. I want the Thumbs Up guys to sponsor the Pain Cave. In pain, I'm in the Pain Cave with the Thumbs Up guys.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
Yes,
that sounds like a great idea.
Let's do it.
All right. Jeffrey Ward, Brandon Dawson, InPain.com, also 843-885-8000. Anything else we should know?
One more thing I want to throw out there. We've got some cool new billboards that are going up, some, you know, more light billboards, funny billboards. I think one of them says, you know, smile, at least it's not Monday.
Okay.
You know, we kind of were playing around with this, Ross and Jeff and I, and we said, you know, there's so many that say injured, car wreck, work injury, you know. It's all great and everything, but why not do something a little bit more fun? And so we actually want to throw it out to all of your listeners and say, look, if you have a great idea for a billboard, you know, go to InPain.com, fill out a contact form, and say who you are. And if you want us to put your name up on it, we will throw that up on the billboard. So keep an eye out. We've got a lot of new digital billboards going up with a lot of different creative, and we want to hear from you guys and your listeners to get some really fun ones. Because when you're stuck in traffic, you know, sometimes you just need to laugh.
Yeah, I like it. You guys aren't actually putting up the billboards like getting on the truck. You're not doing the dangerous work, right?
No, but Brandon's
someone
right.
else is doing that.
That's right. But the digital ones are really cool because those can just be thrown up, you know, almost immediately through, you know, the electronic means, so that we don't have to have somebody up there putting a new billboard up by hand. So it's a great way to get something up there quickly. And Brandon mentioned the contact forms on our website, but also just tag us on social media. We see a good one on social media that we like and you want us to give you a shout out. We'll throw it up there and make sure your handle is also attached to it so everybody knows where it came from.
They are the Thumbs Up Guy Injury Attorneys in North Charleston, in Somerville, in West Ashley, in Columbia, expanding all over. Pleasure to talk to you. And we thank you very much for everything you do for 105.5 The Bridge. And let's hang out soon, and let's get you in that pain cave. Well, you may not want to get in the pain cave with me, but we'll get something worked out.
Sounds great.
Yeah, glad to be here, and nice to finally meet you face-to-face. I've heard your voice, you know, for 30-plus years
yes,
on the radio.
Yes, so. All right. I like a native Charlestonian. Am I now a native Charlestonian? I've been here for 33 years. I've been here longer than I was in New York.
I think you can claim that, yeah,
and
for sure.
And I am never going back to that freezing cold, horrible Northeast. Oh, glad to be in Charleston. Love the holy city. And appreciate the thumbs up guy, Injury Lawyers, inpain.com with 105.5 The Bridge.